Good neighbor, do you know anyone who has skin color different from yours? In some places, the skin color of most people is black or brown. In other places, almost everyone has white skin. They are born that way. Does it make you better than other people if you have a different skin color than they do? Should a person with white skin think that he is better than a person whose skin is black? What do you think? If we listen to the great teacher, Jesus Christ, we will be kind to everyone. It does not make any difference what nation a person may come from or what his skin color is. We ought to love people of all kinds. This is what Jesus taught. One day, a Jew came to ask Jesus a hard question. This man thought Jesus would not know the answer. He said, "What must I do to live forever?" This was an easy question for the great teacher. But instead of answering it himself, Jesus asked the man, "What does God's law say we must do?" The man answered, "The law of God says you must love Jehovah, your God, with all your heart, and you must love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus said, "You answered right. Keep on doing this, and you will get eternal life." But the man did not want to love everyone, so he tried to find an excuse. He asked Jesus, "Who really is my neighbor? How would you have answered that? Who really is your neighbor?" This man may have wanted Jesus to say, "Your neighbors are your friends." But what about other people? Are they our neighbors too? To answer the question, Jesus told a story. It was about a Jew and a Samaritan. This is how it went. A man was going down the road from the city of Jerusalem to Jericho. This man was a Jew. As he was walking along, robbers grabbed him. They knocked him down and took his money and his clothes. The robbers beat him up and left him half dead beside the road. A priest who was passing by just went over to the other side of the road. He did not even stop. He did not do anything at all to help the man. Then another very religious man came down the road. He was a Levite who served in the temple at Jerusalem. Would he stop to help? He did the very same thing as the priest. He offered no help. Was that the right thing to do? Finally, a Samaritan came along the road. He saw the Jew lying there, badly hurt. Now, most Samaritans and Jews did not like each other. So would this Samaritan leave the man without helping him? Would he say to himself, "Why should I help this Jew? He would not help me if I were hurt." Well, this Samaritan looked at the man lying beside the road, and he felt very sorry for him. He could not leave him and let him die. So the Samaritan got off his animal. He went over to the man and began caring for his wounds. He poured oil and wine upon them. This would help the wounds to heal. Then he wrapped up the wounds with a cloth. The Samaritan gently lifted the hurt man onto his animal. Then they went slowly on down the road until they came to an inn or a small hotel. Here, the Samaritan got a place for the man to stay, and he took good care of him. Now, Jesus asked the man to whom he was talking, "Which one of these three men do you think was the good neighbor?" How would you answer? Was it the priest, the Levite, or the Samaritan? The man answered, "The Samaritan was the good neighbor. He stopped and took care of the hurt man." Jesus said, "You are right. So go your way and do the same yourself." Wasn't that a fine story? It makes clear of who our neighbors are. Our neighbors are not only our close friends. Our neighbors are not only persons of our own country or people who have the same color as we have. Our neighbors are people of all kinds. So, if you see someone hurt, what will you do? What if the person is from a different country or has a skin color different from yours? He is still your neighbor, so you should help him. If you feel too small to help, then you can ask me to help. Or you can call a policeman or school teacher. That is being like the Samaritan man. The great teacher wants us to be kind. He wants us to help others, no matter who they can be. That is why he told the story about the man who was a good neighbor.